flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 106. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. I'm Shaletta Brundage, and I am the host of the show. Now, if you are out and about today, I just appreciate you giving me your time. I really do. I don't take your time for granted or lightly, which is why we always talk about issues and topics that matter and are important to our community right here in the Twin Cities. We've got so much crazy stuff going on in the world. It's hard to just keep up with everything, whether it is a trial or a natural disaster or the political landscape. There is so much going on. But I want us to take a moment to bring our focus back home. How can we make a difference, especially in the lives of our children, right here in the land of 10,000 lakes? Stop for a minute arguing with the folks on social media about your political views. Take a moment to take a break from the Puff Daddy trial. And know that there are people right here in the state of Minnesota that you can make an impact on. And how can you do that? To get away from the politics and the crime and get back to helping the people, making an impact, having a purpose in your life. And one of the ways I do that is by partnering with amazing organizations right here in the Twin Cities who are doing good work. And I don't know anybody, any organization CEO who is more committed to the cause than Miss Diane Cross. She is the CEO of Frazier. She is joining the show right now because their annual gala is coming up on November 1st. And I want to make sure you do not miss it. The theme this year is A Story from Yellow to Blue, A Journey Inside You. And Ms. Diane, I thank you so much for being on the show and for the amazing work that you do here in the Twin Cities. You know, when I heard that the airport was getting a sensory room, two sensory rooms, and you all were helping to put it together, just like you did at Viking Stadium, at the U.S. Bank Stadium, making sure our kiddos who have, you know, autism and all sorts of other issues and can't handle all that sensory have a safe space to go. You have just been a champion for our children, and I just cannot thank you enough.
Well, Shaletta, you're going to make me cry, actually.
Don't you start calling. Look, ma'am, the name of my company is Shaletta Makes Me Laugh. It is not Shaletta Makes Me Cry, well, okay?
Well, there you go. And you've been such a dear friend, and we're so lucky to have you in this community as a voice for so many people that don't have a voice. So I just want to thank you. We're so grateful for you.
Well, people see Frazier doing so much in community, building these sensory rooms at the fair, advocating at the Capitol. But Frazier is an organization. Y'all have schools. Y'all have therapy. Talk to me about exactly who Frazier is, because for folks who are new to the Twin Cities or have seen you all do so many things, they may be saying, now, what is Frazier exactly?
So we've been around since 1935 in this community and founded by a woman by the name of Louise Frazier. Very big shoes for me to fill, walking in her footsteps. Frazier believes that when everyone belongs, our community is stronger. And our expertise are really in the area of autism, mental, behavioral health, and disabilities. And I want to make it clear, we do a lot with autism. We're the largest provider in the upper Midwest for services for individuals with autism. But we do so much more, Shaletta. We do disabilities, mental health, behavioral health, children, all the way through hospice care for adults. We have housing programs, group homes, apartment buildings, career planning and employment, support services. Of course, our large behavioral health services, including psychology, neuropsychology, evaluations, psychiatry services, med management, substance abuse. I mean, I could go on and on and on. We're extremely comprehensive. Very proud of the fact that we're a statewide provider. So we're not just in the Twin Cities. We're opening sites around the state of Minnesota. And the need just keeps getting greater with the number of children being diagnosed in these areas and adults. And the acceptance of them is so much different now than it was in 1935. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, it's Minnesotans that do that. Minnesotans are some of the most loving people in this country, and they've stepped up through corporations and individuals and make sure that nonprofits like us are able to continue to do the good work, the hard work, but the good work that we do.
And speaking of that good work, one of those things that you do is you give everyone in this community an opportunity to participate, to be a part of the solution so that we can get rid of the problem. You've got the 2024 Frazier Gala coming up. It's presented by Touring Around. It's on November 1st at the Depot in Minneapolis. Talk to us about that night.
Well, let me tell you, it's a happening.
It is. It's the party, baby. You do not want to. You do not want to miss it. We have a good time that night.
We do. I go to a lot of events, benefits. I'm privileged to do that. But this one, this is fun. This is, let's really lift up our spirits and have a really good time while we're raising money for a really good cause. And Toying Around, what a great sponsor they've been. I don't know if you know much about them, but they help you to scale your brand in retail. And I've heard some really, really good things about them. And we're privileged that they're our presenting sponsor, along with a number of other really fantastic organizations in this community that have stepped up to help us. So you're right. It's November 1st. Starts at 5 at the Depot. And there are tickets still available, by the way.
Yay. Y'all better get y'all's tickets, because I'm going to tell y'all, it is hype. I remember the first year I went just as a guest. Girl, I put that on my prayer list. I was like, I want to host the Frazier Gala because it was just an amazing night, a room full of fun, engaging, energetic, excited people, the who's who in town. Everybody's dressed up, and it was just electric. And like you said, I get invited and go to a lot of galas and events, but I haven't ever been to one quite like this. What makes the Frazier Gala so special? I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's something it's like something unique about it.
You know what it is? It's the people. It's always the people, isn't it? We just attract a lot of people with big, generous hearts, a lot of loving people. They really reflect. I don't know if you knew this, but I trademarked a saying, give them Cal. Kindness, empathy, love, and learning. And I know you preach that as well. And we really do believe we need to be a loving society, and I think that's what we do, and you see that at Fraser. Everyone is just there not only for a good time, but recognizing the needs of others and helping lift others up so that they're not forgotten. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, you get such joy out of that. I mean, I've always felt you get so much joy out of giving, so much more than receiving. Those
yes.
things that you get, you forget about. Those things that you give, you can revisit that feeling of giving over and over again. And it's, you know, it's priceless.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. The Fraser Gala, November 1st from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Depot in downtown Minneapolis. Again, the theme is A Story from Yellow to Blue, A Journey Inside You. Folks can get their tickets online. But, you know, Miss Diane, some people may not go. They may have something to do that night. They may have some
sure.
other obligations. You know, it's close to Thanksgiving, but they still want to participate. They still want to be a part of it. Do you have an opportunity for people who may want to be it on a silent auction or may want to make a donation who won't be able to get down to the depot on November 1st?
Absolutely. And they can go on. If you even Google Fraser 2024 Gala or Fraser.org, there's ways for you to donate and participate. And we just appreciate all the support. You know, Fraser's been, I think, one of the best kept secrets since 1935. We do so much and we don't ask enough. And now we're at a point, a critical point, with funding after COVID and with rates being stagnant. Our payers have not paid us. You know, the state hasn't paid us for rehab services for 7 years at the amount that we now see that we have to pay in terms of what we have to cover in salaries and other expenses. So we're really struggling to keep those critical services alive. So any support we could get would be extremely helpful, and we'd be forever grateful.
It is the 2024 Fraser Gala presented by Toying Around, November 1st from 5 to 10 p.m. You can go on fraser.org/events/gala to get all the details. There are still a few tickets left. I'm telling you, it is an amazing night. And the money is going to be used for the Fraser Rehabilitation Therapy Program.
Yes.
And I just need people to know that program is running at a $600,000 deficit because you are continuing to help the children, especially 0 to 5, who need these services. But we need to make sure
exactly.
we step up and help you raise that money, right?
Yes, that would be, I mean, you can't believe the thousands of lives that will be saved as a result of intervening with these young children who are struggling to walk, talk, and speak, and struggling to with their emotions and a lot of events that have happened in their lives. So, yes, it would be extremely appreciated.
We are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Diane and I are going to share some success stories so that you really know how much a donation to Fraser or you coming out to this gala or you bidding on and winning one of these silent auction items, how much that's going to make an impact on a child. We'll tell you about that when we come back. What's going on is lives are being changed. The trajectory of children's futures is completely different. It's completely positive. Parents are hopeful because their children are doing things that doctors said that they would never do. My son Daniel is 9 years old. He'll be 10 next month. And he was diagnosed with autism when he was 18 months old. He didn't make eye contact. He did not look at me. He did not do any of those things. I couldn't potty train him, nothing. And I thought, I'm never going to hear my child say, I love him. He's never going to hear me say, I love you, son, because he doesn't understand or know what I love you means. And he's never going to say, Mommy, I love you, because they told me he wasn't ever going to be able to talk. Right? That's what they said. And so I said, nope. We're going to find us some early intervention. We're going to find us some good services. His life is going to be better. The only option they told me I had was when he turned 14, they could put him in a group home. They told me that when he was 4. So you mean to tell me you have given up on my child at 4 years old? that you don't think it's going to get no better. You're not offering me any hope. I'm going to reject that. I'm going to find some services. I'm going to find some people who are going to help my child have a better quality of life. Fast forward to 2016. That's when I got that notice. It's 2024. Last week, my son Daniel became the first kid on student council at his school. He got up in front of the class and he said his speech by memory. They voted for him. And on Friday, he had his first student council meeting. That's because of early intervention. That's because of programming. That's because of education and access. And Diane, you have so many of those stories because of the services that Frazier provides to children. But it can't happen without help.
Right. We you have know, thousands of those stories. Thousands mm-hmm. and thousands of those mm-hmm. stories. And you're so right about early intervention. The earlier we, I mean, all the research shows the earlier we can intervene with these young children, the better their life will be. So, you know, prevention and early intervention are really key to the work that we do. Even though we serve children and adults throughout their lifetime, the earlier we can intervene, the better off these children are.
And you are having the annual Frazier Gala November 1st, 2024, down at the depot at 5 o'clock. Folks can go online to frazier.org/events/gala. And, you know, you are very purposeful. You are raising funds for the Frazier Rehabilitation Therapy Program, which right now is running in a $600,000 deficit. What is the Frazier Rehabilitation Therapy Program?
Sure. Let me tell you that. I happen to be a speech and language pathologist myself and audiologist, and so these are services near and dear to my heart. It's speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. And those services for young children are so critical, especially for children that have, you know, disabilities or autism or other mental health issues and co-occurring disorders. You know, when you said a child that a doctor may say would never walk, we've seen that firsthand. We've seen these little ones come in and get intensive services, and then they are able to walk. We've seen where they're nonverbal and they're not talking. They can't say "I love you" because they have no ability to speak. And we've been able to turn that around, where these kids are now successful in their elementary school programs or their preschool programs. Children too that have eating disorders. Many children with autism and other mental health issues and disabilities just can't swallow. They have swallowing problems, and we have a feeding clinic that works specifically with those children so that they can stay healthy. So it's not just about their ability to walk, talk, and listen. It's also about their ability to stay healthy from a nutritional standpoint, and we do all of that with Frazier's program. The cool thing about what we do is it's fully integrated. So we work with their physicians, we work with their community, we work with their primary care doc, their pediatricians, all their other programs, their school programs, to make sure that we're not duplicating care, that we're really giving these kids exactly what they need at the right time. So it's every child is different. You've seen one child, as you know, you've seen one child. They're all unique. And the great thing about our program is we look at every child as unique and every family as unique. And we work very closely with to assure that the families are at the center of the work that we do.
And that's another thing that I love about Frazier, because you don't just try to help the children and families that receive services there, but you throughout the state are working to make things better, partnering with these sports teams, partnering with the airport, partnering with the Minnesota State Fair. You could just say, you know what, we worry about our kids, and if you want to get what we got, y'all got to come over here and help us. But so oftentimes I'll show up in places and spaces throughout our state where they're inviting families who have kids with special needs to take advantage of one service or another, and there you are. in Fraser shirts, setting it all up, helping the children, educating the parents. And so part of that, you know, that we don't take into account is the community outreach and staffing that you provide to so many causes here throughout our town.
No, you know, I think one of our big beliefs, and Mrs. Fraser felt that when these little kids back in 1935 were being shuttered away in institutions and basically locked up, she was criticized for at that time, which is terrible to even think about now, but criticized for trying to train the animals. That is how the community responded to someone trying to help children with disabilities. Luckily, through her advocacy and through the championing of many, many parents who stood up for what they believed was right, that has all changed. And our attitude about individuals with special needs has changed. But we've still got a ways to go. It's still important for these kids and their families to be able to participate in normal events like the fair, like the Twins, like the Vikings, like being able to fly, go to the airport and be able to actually take a vacation. I'll tell you, some of these families have never been on a vacation, and we're dealing with some adults now who have never been on a vacation because their parents were never able to take them on a plane or on a bus or on a train or in a car. And so being able to kind of recognize that as a community, we're stronger when everyone belongs. And if we can lift everybody up, all boats rise. When one boat rises, all boats rise. And so we're really committed to making sure that the state of Minnesota continues with its promise and what it has done in delivering really great services for individuals with special needs. We're one of the shining stars in this country in terms of the services that the state of Minnesota supports. And we're lucky to be here in Minnesota. I won't say where I'm from, but I will tell you this. I feel really blessed. Because the state that I'm from doesn't have half the services for families that Minnesota has. And we're very proud of our nonprofit programs that support individuals with disabilities.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I'll say it, I'm from Texas, and the advocacy work that you and so many others have done, going to the legislature, making sure that our elected officials know what's needed and holding them accountable until it's done. Yes. When I go back to Texas and I talk to them about the services that I'm getting here for my children in Minnesota, they are blown away. And I'm not talking about lay people. I'm talking about teachers and counselors. They say, we don't have anything comparable. We don't even know what to call it. We've never heard of anything like that. And so, you know, people always say, well, Shaletta, you're such a good parent. Your kids are doing so much better. I'm not really that good of a parent. I'm really not. I just moved.
Yes, you are.
I just moved. I moved to a state that had a Fraser. That had Fraser programs, that had Fraser advocacy, that had Fraser outreach, and my kids have been the beneficiary of that. And so when you see my kids' progress, you see the work that Fraser is doing in community. So, Ms. Diane, I just can't thank you enough for never sleeping, for never resting, and for always working to help our children.
Well, you sweetie, you're making me cry again.
What did I tell you, ma'am, lady?
And I look forward to seeing you at the depot, by the way, dear friend.
Yes, the depot.
Just appreciate champions like you.
Oh, and you allow us to do this work. The depot, November 1st, and it is the Fraser Gala. You guys, make sure you get your tickets. If you can't go that night because you're working or you have some family obligations, or you got to get to your kids' violin recital, you can go online. You can bid on the silent auction item, and you can make a donation. Because I tell you what, Ms. Diane and her team are going to put it to work. Ms. Diane, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate
you. Thank you so much. Could I just say one last thing? It's Fraser.
Of course.
F-R-A-S-S as in Sam, E-R. Some people, you know, think it's with a Z. No, it's F-R-A-S-S-E-R. So thank you so much. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. We love you. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. Honey, let me tell you something. I never thought I could do a book. Like, I say, okay, I'm every woman. I got this little radio show. I got these little podcasts. I got these kids. I got my advocacy work. I'm writing for the Star Tribune. But a book? Ooh, that's a different skill set that I don't have. But I was encouraged and found a great community through the Minnesota Black Authors Expo, and they are celebrating their 8th year. The theme this year is bringing Black books to life. And so I am so excited that they will be hosting their events here in the Twin Cities so that you don't have to take your book to the grave. Too many of us die with ideas, die with books going right in the casket with us. If you have a story inside of you, tell it. If you have an idea for a book, write it. If you are afraid and you're not sure where you should get started, I brought Dorothy Nins on the show. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk to us about Minnesota Black Authors Expo. Ms. Dorothy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. We are so thrilled to be back 8 years. To do anything for 8 years takes a lot of work. And so I'm really happy to say that we will be hosting our 8th annual Minnesota Black Authors Expo. And the theme this year we're really excited about, From the Page to the Stage, Bringing Black Books to Life. So it's going to be wonderful.
Okay, now you've got 30 featured authors there. You've got a writer's boot camp workshop, live entertainment, vendors. Tell me exactly where it is, when it is, how folks can register. Can they just come? Do they need to sign up? Is there a fee? Give me all the details because I want to make sure folks have everything they need so that they can take their idea from inside of their head in front of their face and do this book that they've been sitting on all this time.
All right. Well, first of all, it will be held on November 9th, Saturday, from 10 to 3 p.m. at the Minneapolis Central Library. It is free and open to the public, and we're very excited that every year Hennepin County Library sponsors the Children's Corner. So they'll be in there reading and hearing from authors, children's authors reading to them, but also creating their own works in the children's corner there. We'll also have a writer's boot camp for anyone who is an emerging author, you have an idea, or you have a book and you don't know what to do now that you've written it. We'll go from the thought process all the way to the publishing process. If you need that information, then you need to sign up for the writer's boot camp, which is $30, and it'll be from 9 to 12. And then we have a creative writing course that is going to be taught by our very own T. Aaron Cisco, who is one of the most prolific Afrofuturism writers and authors in this area. So please come out. It's Saturday, November 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Minneapolis Central Library.
Okay, now you have been doing this for 8 years. For folks who have never come, who are listening and saying, you know what, I'm not going to wait another year to write this book. I'm not going to wait another year to do this novel. I'm going to take my ideas, my paperwork. I'm going to come to the Authors Expo. When they walk through the doors on November 9th at the Minneapolis Central Library, what can they expect?
First of all, a lot of joy and fun. It's a sacred space. When you bring writers and bibliographers, bibliographs, all of them, we'll all be there. Book lovers, bibliophiles are what they're called, book lovers. And so you'll find a lot of people who are excited about literature, about writers, about readers. We'll have everybody there who really love books and literature. That's what you'll find. If you want to have a wonderful day, come out and see us. It's going to be wonderful.
And talk to me about how important it is that authors come together. Because, you know, writing a book, and you know this, can be very isolating. You're in the room, can't have no noise. You got to focus. You got to concentrate. And then, you know, you look up and the book is done and there's nobody around you because you done pushed everybody away. Talk to me about how you can kind of, you know, just rejuvenate your creative process and also get inspired at this event.
Well, there are so very many literature groups and book lovers that come together throughout the year. I mean, you can go to Strive Bookstore. They have open mic where you can come and talk about your ideas and share your, so you don't have to be lonely. There are plenty of communities in the Twin Cities, including, you know, the Lost Literary Center, who love people and will get you started and get you through your book. So you don't have to be isolated and you don't have to push people away. There are plenty of people who want to hear your ideas and be with you. Come there. And so you'll find all of those people. There are educators and parents and children are all going to be there on November 9th at the Central Library.
Okay, now folks are going to want to know again how they can sign up, how they can be a part, how they can participate. Give us that information again about where they can go online and get the details.
Absolutely. It's so easy to find us. It's MN Black Authors with an S Expo.com. That is our website. And you can also call us, but mnblackauthorsexpo.com is where you can find us. The author registration ended yesterday, but if you are just dying to register, please go online and register. We'll keep it open today for you. If you are listening and want to register as an author, it is $175, and there are plenty of membership benefits, and you can find all of that on our website. Otherwise, it's free and open to the public. The registration fee is only for tabling authors that day.
And you know what? I just appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate you talking to us about this. I appreciate you making this available for creatives and giving us a safe space to share our work, to get feedback, to get to our next level of greatness. I just can't thank you so much, Ms. Dorothy, for what you do and for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. And just know that Joe Davis, who is an award-winning author, a nationally touring artist and author, is also doing kind of our halftime show in the auditorium with music and poetry and all of those kinds of things. So you also want to come for that as well. So thank you for having me on. And I want to see everybody out at the Minneapolis Central Library on November 9th from 10 to 3.
Thank you, Ms. Dorothy. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. So we're outside, we're cleaning up all the sticks in the yard, and there's this huge pile of sticks. You know, we had the windstorm in Cottage Grove, you know, that came through and blew over darn near everything we had outside, except for that Justin Olson for City Council yard sign. I don't know what that thing is made of, but there's no kryptonite that can blow that thing over. And so we're getting the leaves up because they just started falling. And so my daughter Cameron said, Mommy, what are we going to do when we finish cleaning up all these sticks and leaves and other stuff in the yard? Where does it go? And okay, so I honestly started scratching my head because I knew I needed to pick them up. But what happens after that, I wasn't quite sure. So I said, let me call Beth Carreño. She is the outreach and engagement unit person at Ramsey County Environmental Health. And she's worked in natural resources for over 30 years. So if anybody knows what to do with this sticks and brush and tree limbs and yard stuff that I got outside in my house, Beth definitely does. So she is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Ms. Beth, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, you have been on the front line of this work, making sure we recycle and reuse, making sure we preserve our planet. We see global warming happening today. We got 100-year storms happening every 3 or 4 months. The earth is hotter than it's ever been, and we all have to do our part to try to right the wrong and put the ship back on sail. And so, you know, I have to admit, when my daughter asked me what to do with the sticks and the brush and the stuff outside, I other than cleaning up, I did not know what was next. Talk to me about some of the programs that you have in Ramsey County to make sure that we, you know, dispose of this properly, that it's reused, and that we're doing the best thing for our environment.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. And I think the fun thing and the thing that I'm really proud about is I can talk very specifically about what Ramsey County offers. But what's so great is that so many counties and cities all across Minnesota are really doing this work together. So if someone listening to the show today is not from Ramsey County, they can call or go to the website for their city or county, and they can find out where the same services at Ramsey County are available in their communities. The best news I have for you with the leaves and the grass and some of the smaller sticks in your yard, the best thing to do with them is leave them if you can. You can mulch them. We call it mulching. You can take your lawnmower and kind of mow over some of those leaves and break them all up. And your yard will thank you if you do a thin layer of those leaves on your lawn. It'll help maintain the moisture, which we need it this fall, right?
Yes, we do.
It's really great for your yard. It feeds your yard, reduces the amount of toxins that you have to put in your yard, and it helps the pollinators. So that's the first thing I tell people to do, is do as little as possible. Be kind to your back. Run your lawnmower over those leaves a few times, mulch them down, and leave it. Now, sometimes you've just got too many leaves, or we've had a storm and we've got too many sticks and branches and brush. And in those cases, you're going to want to take it to a county yard waste site. So in Ramsey County, we have 7 of those sites. Only 4 are able to take the bigger tree branches and sticks and shrubs right now. So we tell people, know before you go. So check us out online, RamseyRecycles.com, and it will let you know exactly what the closest yard waste site to you will accept on that day.
Okay. All right. Now, we all know also, we talk about spring cleaning. We also have fall cleaning. It's a great time to clean out your house and your garage. My son just looked around in the garage the other day and was like, we need to clean this thing out. I'm like, boy, I just brought the coats upstairs. Okay. Give me a break. All right. I'm over here doing this by myself. But, you know, we know that, you know, the time is coming where we're going to have to clean it out to make room for all the winter stuff, the snowblower, and, you know, the projects that we have, the fun stuff we're building, cars in the garage. What can we do with all the old stuff that we have to clean out? You know, we just looked and we've got some Halloween decorations that, you know, don't work anymore. We've got some bicycles that we got to do something with. We got bags of clothes that nobody is ever going to fit again in life.
Sure. So for those kinds of things, you know, the first thing to think about is, can they get new life with someone else? So old, you know, so clothes, bikes, things like that, are those things that you can donate to a Goodwill or to a thrift store or something like that? Is something, you know, maybe it needs a little tender, loving care, and it'll be in great running order. You know, we have fix-it clinics in Ramsey County. In fact, we have one coming up on October 26th where you could bring, you know, an old costume or a bike that needs some work on it, and we've got fixers who will help you fix whatever you bring in, and there's no charge for that. So we run those several times a year, and that's one thing that you can do with those. Now, if you're cleaning in your garage and it's beyond, you know, some clothes or some bikes, but it's, you know, you find some old cleaning products or you got a bunch of batteries, those we call household hazardous waste, and we want you to keep those out of your trash for sure. And you can go to one of our free household hazardous waste sites. And again, I'm going to tell people, RamseyRecycles.com. It's gonna provide you with a lot of answers.
All right. Now, we always go get pumpkins for Halloween. And then we carve them or we paint them. We try to have as much fun as possible creating our little jack-o'-lantern displays on the porch. But, you know, at a point, they have lost their ghoulish good looks. So what are we supposed to do with those pumpkins that we have on the porch that we're not going to get rid of because it's no longer Halloween and they no longer look or smell fresh?
Yes. Yeah, you can compost those. And you don't have to compost them in your backyard. Ramsey County will take care of that. A lot of counties will help people out with that. You can take them to the yard waste sites. Now, we want people to put those pumpkins in the leaf piles. Not with the food scraps.
Oh.
I know that may sound, yeah, I know, but put those pumpkins in the leaf pile and they'll compost them with all of those leaves and grass clippings. In fact, if you're going all the way out in front of your house and you maybe have a hay bale or some people do those decorations with stalks of corn, those can all go into the leaf piles as well. So the one thing I'm going to ask people to do is if you're bringing us your pumpkins, please remember to take out your candles before you put them in our leaf piles. We can't compost those candles. And then any pumpkins that are really heavily painted or really glittery, those will probably have to go in the trash. So, but we'll take your pumpkins and we'll compost them and they'll become great, a great soil amendment for next spring.
Now, Ms. Beth, I have to ask you, where can folks go for more information? I know there's a website. I want to make sure they go online and get any of these tips, because that Fixer event on the 26th is amazing. That's going to be fun. And also, who knew that you were supposed to put the pumpkins with the leaves? I know I didn't.
Well, thank you for letting me put a plug out for RamseyRecycles.com. One more time. It's RamseyRecycles.com. Ramsey Recycles. So,
Miss Beth, I thank you so much for being with us today, giving us your expertise. And I thank y'all for hanging out. Don't forget, we've got another hour of the Shaletta Show and the sounds.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of blackness is gonna be in the house. You don't want to miss it. Stick around.